The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
I'm Anton Bentley and you're listening to Art for Art's Sake on Fresh FM. Today I'm joined in the studio by writer Kerry Sunderland to talk about the upcoming Te Tauhi Short Story Awards. Welcome, Kerry, and thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much for having me, Anton.
Right, I wonder, just before we kick off on the short story thing, can you perhaps tell us a little bit about your background as a writer and your journey?
Okay, well, I won't go into too much detail, but I'm going to start with the fact that I've loved reading and have written stories since I was about five. So it was my ambition all my life to be a writer. And I've been really fortunate to make a living out of writing or editing or being involved in literary events pretty much my whole professional life. And I moved to New Zealand at the end of 2012, and since I've been here, I've now been involved in the Nelson Arts Festival. I'm the Puka Puka Talks program manager. I did win my sixth year this year. I work as a freelance journalist and an editor as well, and love writing.
It's fantastic that you've been able to follow your passion all the way through from 5 years old and do what you love. I think that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Wish more people could do that or would do that. Okay, so the Te Tauhi Short Story Awards. Can you tell us a little bit about those, please?
Yeah, well, Te Tauhi is the Māori, Te Reo Māori word for the top of the south. That's why we're using it. The competition started off many years ago and for many years was known as the Page and Blackmore Short Story Competition. And in 2021, we rebranded as the Te Tauhi Short Story Awards and in 2022, I'm getting my years mixed up because time's gone all a bit strange with COVID, hasn't it?
It has.
And we introduced a Te Reo Māori category alongside an English language category. And the reason we did that was because we recognised that we needed to give an opportunity for people writing in one of our two official written languages here in Aotearoa. So English and Te Reo Māori being that. Of course, the third language is New Zealand Sign Language, but not a written language.
Not a written language, no.
So, and we also could see, the enormous place that Māori writing has in New Zealand culture and in the publishing industry. In fact, this year it's quite a celebration because it's 50 years since Witi Ihamaera's novel Tangi was published. So that was the first novel written by a Māori writer in New Zealand to be published, and it's 50 years now celebrating that. And there's been a real moment for writing for Māori writers and also for the resurgence of Te Reo, of course. It's been very popular. I don't quote me on this because you'd have to ask people at NMIT who are involved in it, but I think there's been more students signing up to learn Te Reo Māori here in the top of the south than ever before, and breaking all records, and there's a real interest in it, and of course all the work that RNZ's doing with the revitalisation of Te Reo Māori as well. So it seemed like a good time to introduce Te Reo Māori category, and we were very fortunate last year to work with Whakatū Incorporation, who supported us financially and also supported us through connecting us up with key mana whenua here in the top of the south to help make it possible. And so the first time we ran it was last year, and we're here too.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Brilliant. That sort of leads into what I was going to ask, which is The arts consultant Donna McLeod described the inclusion of Te Reo Māori as, I quote, a brave move. What do you think she meant by that?
Well, I would hate to second guess Donna, but as she is a friend of mine and I have had a conversation with her about this, I know a little bit about what she means. And it's primarily because, I mean, traditionally, Māori storytelling is an oral tradition. So I think she was referring to it being brave in that, yeah, there's a very rich, deep, wonderful history of storytelling in Te Ao Māori, but that fewer people perhaps locally are writing in Te Reo Māori. And I think a key thing that I want to get across in this, and I've just actually had some meetings with the wonderful Titoki Pākehē Kaimahi at NMIT about this as well, is that to get over the thing that perhaps Māori storytellers don't necessarily think of themselves as writers, but they have some brilliant stories. So we're trying to broaden the definition of what we mean by story in story competition. And we are inviting people to write, you know, it might be a legend that's been handed down through their family, for example, that they know really well, and to put it on the page, to submit to this competition. But it doesn't necessarily have to follow the same conventions that a short story written in English would, for example.
Right. Mm. So last year was the first year for Te Reo Māori. Mm. I guess what was there anything surprising or benefits or bonuses that was observed by the inclusion of Te Reo as a category?
Yeah, well, one of the things that we didn't expect and we were delighted to find out was we got a good number of entries in Te Reo Māori, but we also had a lot more Māori writers entering in the English category. Oh. So we were like, oh, wow, that's excellent, because we want to, you know, ideally the number of Māori who are entering both categories, well, certainly the English category, should at least represent the proportion of Māori in our population, at least, you know, and maybe it's more. Yeah. Prior to introducing the Te Reo Māori category, we had, you know, handful at most. And so now I think it's raised awareness of the competition amongst Māori writers and storytellers, and they're opting to choose whichever language they wish to write their story in and enter that. And so that was fantastic.
Fantastic. And I guess hopefully with so many more people learning Māori and it being really popular in schools, hopefully you'll get some really good entries in the youth category for that too.
Yeah, well, we have, I think you have to be 18, I should know this off the top of my head, to enter. But we have been considering what we do with a youth category in the future. But at the moment, we're generally saying the stories should be aimed towards, you know, an adult audience, or at least what's called a young adult audience, which is, you know, sort of teens upwards, yeah.
Right. So what are the categories, and are there any conditions and things for the competition?
Yeah, in the English, with both categories, the maximum number of words is 1,500 words. But that's a maximum. So a short story can be told anywhere between, you have short shorts. Actually, there's a very famous six word stories that Hemingway pioneered many years ago, but we're looking for longer than six words. There has to be a bit of a narrative there. So it can be, you know, there's some really powerful short shorts. Sometimes it's called flash fiction. That may be somewhere between 300 and 500 words, up to, so max 1,500 words is a maximum. It's open to writers residing in Aotearoa, New Zealand, who are aged 18 and over. I can confirm that now. Maybe written in either English or Te Reo Māori. Of course, if you're writing in English, you might have a bit of reo in the English as well, and vice versa. But you have to enter one or the other category. And they, like I said, they should fit in the adult or young adult kind of market category. There are full terms and conditions on the website. You can find out more about the competition and download the entry form at topwriters.co.nz. If you go there, it's quite clear on the homepage. Just look for the Te Tohu Short Story Awards link and you can go through and find out a lot more about that.
Right.
There.
Yeah. Fantastic. So, short story versus novel, in a nutshell, what's the difference? Well, other than the number of pages.
The length. That is obviously a big difference. And I guess the main thing with a short story is that it tends to focus more on one moment or scene or a shorter time chronological period, obviously, because you've got fewer words to deal with, but it's much more, focusing in on a particular moment in time. There may be fewer characters because you don't have the space to introduce lots of characters. And it probably has a slightly different, what we call in the writing business, a narrative arc, because it is shorter. So it may have, traditional structure, three act structure of a story, a beginning, middle, and an end, may play out slightly differently in a short story. Sometimes short story writers have more ambiguous endings, things might not be as neatly tied up at the end of a story as a novel might be. Not all novels have very tight endings either, but I guess the thing is that what we're looking for is some original, strong voices, unique, something that's got a bit of personality, something that's engaging, that captivates a reader. All the entries go through a process of being judged by two rounds of judging. So they will be looked at by shortlisting judges or assessors who go through and kind of have a criteria that helps them, sort out which are the best, the strongest stories. And they come up with a short list of 10 in each of the two categories. And then those shortlisted entries go to our finalist judges and they make the final decision of the place getters. So first, second, and third place. And we also have a highly commended, the option to highly commend a story too that deserves it. Yeah.
Brilliant. So I guess any helpful hints from you as a writer for someone listening who might think, I'd like to try my hand at writing but don't know where to start. And I know that the thing that they always say is just write, but is there something more that you can offer as some advice?
Well, I would say that it's good to have a look at the website and have a look at all the winning entries that are published up there. So if you want to get a feel for the sort of stories that have won in the past, and of course we don't want people just to look at a story in the past and try and do something like that, because we want original voices.
Absolutely.
We want people to have their own particular take. But it'll give you a feel for the variety of stories that have won previously. The other good thing to do is to read short story collections. That's a great way to learn. I think that's the best way to learn how to write short stories is to read lots of them.
Yes.
And the other way is to actually go to the main New Zealand Society of Authors website, and they have lots of short courses and web workshops and things like that. So lots of really good online training. And I haven't looked lately, but I would be very surprised if there wasn't a course or two that people can do that teaches them the basics of short story writing.
Fantastic. So the Society of New Zealand Society of Authors, is that open to anyone to join, or do you need to be a published author? Or
there's two types of membership, associate and full membership. So I think if you're starting out there, you can join as an associate. And it's a national, or it's an international organisation. And so there are regional branches over New Zealand. And obviously the top writers, the top of the south branch is for the whole top of the south region, Te Tohu. And then there's a region down in Canterbury and that sort of thing. So as a branch committee, we run the Te Tohu Short Story Awards, but it is open to people all around New Zealand.
Right.
So anyone and you don't have to be a member of the NZSA to enter. You do have to pay a small entrance fee because we're all volunteer committee. So that covers all the costs of running the competition, like paying our judges and coming up with all the prize money, because there's quite a good prize package.
There is nice prize money this year.
Yeah, yeah. So it's both the prizes are the same in both categories, and it's $1,000 for first place, $500 for second, and $300 for third place. Plus, there's some other little goodies that get thrown in as a part of the prize package as well.
Brilliant. Okay. Well, look, I'm afraid we've come to the end of our time, Kerry. It's been wonderful talking to you, and I'd love to have you back sometime because you also, of course, host the Death Walker's Guide to Life, which we have here on Fresh FM, and the third season coming up. So I'd love to talk to you about that sometime soon. But meanwhile, thank you so much for coming in, telling us about the Short Story Awards, and hopefully we'll get lots of great entries from the Nelson region.
Yeah, topwriters.co.nz. Thank you very much, Anton, for having me on the show.
Thanks, Kerry. I'm Anton Bentley. You've been listening to Art for Art's Sake, and I've been talking with Kerry Sunderland today about the Te Tohu Short Story Awards. This is Fresh FM, broadcasting across the top of the South.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tohu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.